SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine and European backers seeking talks with President Trump, that in an effort to protect their security interests ahead of the summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin this week. The German chancellor inviting Mr. Trump, Ukrainian leader Zelensky, and NATO's chief to virtual meetings Wednesday. Trump and Putin meet in Alaska on Friday. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump says he wants to hear Putin's ideas for ending the war.
I'm going to meet with President Putin, and we're going to see what he has in mind. And if it's a fair deal, I'll reveal it to the European Union leaders and to the NATO leaders and also to President Zelensky. I think out of respect, I'll call him first, and then I'll call them after. And I may say, lots of luck, keep fighting, or I may say we can make a deal.
Mr. Trump says he wants to hear what Putin has in mind for ending the war.
I'm going to go and see the parameters. Now, I may leave and say good luck, and that'll be the end. I may say this is not going to be settled.
Texas Republicans unable again Monday to approve new congressional districts as dozens of Democrats remain outside of the Lone Star State. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says Texas Democrats continue making a failed argument.
What we've seen now is Democrats revive this argument that somehow Republicans are a threat to democracy. This is not an argument that has worked in the past.
At the Texas Capitol, House Speaker Dustin Burrows adjourned another attempted session within minutes of its early afternoon opening. He used the brief gathering to chastise dozens of Democrats who have civil warrants out for their arrest because they are out of state. Lawmakers are beyond the reach of state authorities. This is SRN News. Now, there's an effort to open a Jewish high school in Chicago.
The city has had a vibrant Jewish community for decades, but lately anti-Semitism has reared its ugly head, sending a chill breeze through the Midway. In fact, Chicago does not have a Jewish high school within city limits, but a group of parents plan to have one by 2027. There's a building under contract, and the local Jewish Federation is on board. Meanwhile, city officials are investigating the public schools for facilitating pro-Palestinian protests in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Air Force says it'll deny early retirement options for transgender service members with 15 to 18 years of service. Instead, they're being separated without retirement bennies. Now, the decision means transgender service members must choose between a lump sum separation payment or leaving the service without benefits. Air Force confirms no exceptions to this policy approved. This is SRN News. A longtime racer has died from injuries following a weekend crash.
A veteran stock car driver has died after a medical emergency during a short track race in North Carolina. Robbie Brewer's car hit a wall Saturday night at the Bowman Gray Stadium track in Winston-Salem, coming to a stop near the start-finish line. Track workers removed the 53-year-old from the car, and an ambulance took him to a hospital, after which he died. Details of the medical emergency weren't released. Brewer was competing in a 20-lap sportsman division race. Fellow driver Brad Lewis described Brewer as a mentor and friend. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Explosion at a U.S. steel plant near Pittsburgh, leaving one person dead. 10 others have been hurt. Emergency crews are searching for another possible missing worker. Clairton Coke Works, a plant in a massive industrial facility just south of Pittsburgh. More details at srnnews.com.